So as we heard there, Labor's demanding more work be done on those temporary exclusion orders for the foreign fighters. David Crowe is the National Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Morning Age, Melbourne Age. Hello, David.
Morning, Fran.
This legislation would give Peter Dutton unprecedented powers, as Anthony Albanese referred to. Labor wants that Joint Committee on Intelligence Security to take another look at it. But given the government's repeated whose side are you on question to Labor, how strongly will they stand against this, do you think?
Well, I think they'll let it go through in the end. And there is some political risk for them in holding out against it. However, there are some serious questions about the way the bill's drafted. The Law Council of Australia says that it raises some concerns about breaching the Constitution. So these are not small matters, right? These are serious issues that should be discussed by Parliament. So there are grounds to send it back to the Parliamentary Joint Committee. And it is chaired by Andrew Hastie. And Andrew Hastie would then have to decide in the House of Representatives whether to vote to send it back to his own committee or against his own recommendations.
We saw something interesting yesterday. Martin Parkinson, the head of Prime Minister and Cabinet, did an inquiry into Julie Bishop and Christopher Pyne and whether they're in breach of code of conduct, said didn't find anything wrong with their new jobs in the private sector, and the Senate went ahead anyway and has started an inquiry. Are there grounds for a more thorough investigation? And what do you expect could come usefully come from this?
I think more information would come out of a Senate inquiry. They would subject bureaucrats to further scrutiny. They might even be able to call back politicians. That's a vague, a grey area. But there are issues to be looked at there. And one of the real problems here is that the code of conduct for these ministers is really just written by the Prime Minister. It's a prime ministerial code. It's not a parliamentary code that Parliament can assert over ministers in this way, but Parliament can scrutinise them, which is the proper job of Parliament.
So just briefly, if it's written by the Prime Minister, it can only be enforced by the Prime Minister. They're going to call the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Should he front the inquiry?
That is a tough one. I would say, yeah, Parliament has a right to expect people to come before it. If it's got questions, that's the right of Parliament.
Okay, but it's not normally what happens with Senate inquiries, is
it? No.
David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe is Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and the Morning Age. The Melbourne Age, I keep saying that. The Melbourne Age.